The mayor of Nashua, Donnelly Lozo, says the police department and Chief John Susing have been investigating her and her husband, partly over contentious negotiations on a new police labor contract. To learn more, we turn to Jonathan Van Fleet, managing editor of content at the Nashua Telegraph, which has been reporting on this story for several months. Welcome.
Thank you, Brady.
This investigation into the mayor's husband apparently started several years ago. So what do we know at this point about that initial investigation?
The investigation was into the mayor's husband, David Lozo, who was a bail commissioner in Nashua, and the investigation had to do with alleged drug use and bail rigging. We do know, according to Mayor Donnelly Lozo's statement, that it included wiretaps of her husband. No criminal charges were ever filed in this case. So the extent of the investigation and the depth of it is still somewhat speculative.
But the mayor said in that statement yesterday that the investigation was reopened at, in her words, quote, precisely the same time that my very public conflict with Chief Susing was coming to a head. Did the mayor say what convinced her that that investigation had been reopened?
David Lozo, Donnelly Lozo, and their attorney were given copies of these investigative files. So she has reviewed these documents and knows the contents of them. The public and the Telegraph does not yet know. However, in her statement, she says she wants a public airing of this issue and a very public dialogue. She says the public has a right to know what went on.
We'll get back to the dispute that she made reference to in a moment, but I wanted to first ask what the police chief has said about the mayor's allegations.
He says it is absolutely unequivocally not true that any investigation was politically motivated. You had brought up her public dispute with the police department, and she's right. It has been a public dispute. She, during her State of the City address, called out the police department unions for not taking similar concessions that other public employee unions had taken. And in the process, the police chief and several members of the police commission have criticized the mayor for being not helpful in the negotiation process.
Now, where does that negotiation stand at this moment?
Yesterday, about 4:45, the mayor released this statement accusing the police department of launching the investigation into her and her husband for political reasons. Not 5 minutes later, she released the fact that she had vetoed a portion of the police supervisor's contract in Nashua, again reiterating that the contract was too rich for the city and that the union hadn't taken concessions that other labor unions had done.
Now, you said the mayor has copies of these records related to the investigation. You have filed to see that. Where does that request stand now?
The request was filed back in May. The city perceived that it had a conflict of interest in fielding that rights in a request, so they forwarded it to an attorney in Laconia, who last week told us that the files would become available to the Telegraph this week. Earlier this week, she said that out of a courtesy, they were forwarded to David Lozo's attorney because portions of the investigative file could constitute an invasion of privacy. It's potential invasion of privacy, she said, because the New Hampshire Right to Know law is somewhat unspecific about that. So the Lozos have reviewed these documents. We were in contact with their attorney yesterday and informed them that we were going to be pursuing a story about these records because they were just about to be released, and then that's when the statement came out from the mayor.
So much more to come then. Jonathan, thanks so much for your time.
All right. Thank you, Brady.